thermal sound wave.
Yeah. It's thermal sound waves, a natural alternative to fast food radio. We here, C Truth, Kev Lawrence.
Yes.
Right about now, folks, we about to get into the sports world. For all those who like the situations with the hoops and the hard courts and all that, black tops, we got a legend right now that we're about to talk to, man.
This guy made a lot of people inspired. I think he had an idea, but I don't think he had that much of an idea.
I mean, this dude is one that's in the history books. Like, I don't know how many times over, and just his influence and reach is worldwide, and he has an imprint on the game that you see today that you probably don't even know about, man. But we're about to discuss all that, man. We got none other than, you know what I'm saying, God Sham God here with us on the show. You know what I'm saying? C-Truth, Kev Lawrence, Thermal Sound Waves, and Natural Alternative. That's what it is. How you doing, sir?
I'm good. How y'all doing? Thanks for having me on. Appreciate being on.
Absolutely, man. We're great, man.
Now, see, you know what? And I ran into Sham God. I peeped who he was, but I was like, that's a gentleman right there. And I had to be very honest with him. I was like, you know what? Thank you for inspiring us. And I was like, I'm getting the water. What you want? I took a water too. I was like, all right. So it's the water crew right now.
Nah, definitely appreciate the water.
But, yes, it did. You know, you really, first of all, let's start off with the people that don't know about you. Please, can you give a little rundown of yourself and what you've done?
You know, my name is God Sham God. I was born in Brooklyn, grew up in Harlem. I fell in love with basketball by going to 155th Street Rucker Park, the famous Rucker Park. Harlem. And then I just fell in love with basketball and continued to work on my game, work on dribbling. When I was in elementary school, I had a gym teacher who was my coach, who was Tiny Archibald, who I didn't know who he was at the time when I met him.
Said Tiny Archibald.
Legend.
Yeah.
The legend.
Yeah, top 50. Only person to let the NBA in scoring and assists still to this day at the same time. Then he was telling me things to do, and I was like, man, who is this old man trying to tell me to do? Uh-huh. And I used to watch this tape for all the old heads. They know this tape that was called Below the Rim and had like Kevin Johnson, Tim Hardaway, Jason Kidd, Pistol Pete, and then in the middle of it had a section on Tiny Archibald, and I finally found out who he was. But even then, when I went back to school, I didn't think it was him. I thought it was his son.
Now, before you go any further, yep, when people hear the name Pistol Pete, just a lot other people say Pistol Pete, but there's a guy named Pistol Pete that was a basketball legend. Mm-hmm. He used to do a certain basketball move that he would practice.
Yeah.
So there's people out there that might be a little confused on which Pistol Pete you're talking about.
No, it's Pistol Pete Maravich.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he led the NCAA scoring. Of course, you know, he's Hall of Fame.
Absolutely.
And like I said, when I met Tiny Archibald, I didn't know who he was. And then even after I saw the tape, I thought it was his son. Because he was, at this point, he was older, he was bigger. And you know, they were saying Tiny Archibald, and my gym teacher's name was Nate Archibald, which is the same person. And, you know, he started telling me things to do with basketball. And I just kept working. And then went to LaSalle High School, became a McDonald's All-American, probably the best McDonald's All-American class in the history of McDonald's All-Americans.
Yeah. God, tell them who was in your McDonald's class, which is ridiculous.
Talk like, that stuff, God.
That class was ridiculous. Yeah, was talk like, that stuff, was, God.
Yeah, it was me, Vince Carter, Paul Pierce, Antoine Jameson, Kevin Garnett, Stephon Marbury, Chauncey Billups, Ron Mercer, Chris Clack, Sam Oakey, and I think 19 out of the 22 players before they was juniors in college went to the NBA. So that was such an amazing class because at that point it was like, that's when hip hop and basketball like really start crossing over.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So we was like the first of that like real agenda.
Right.
And you arguably had three transcendent talents in there that still exist to this day. So you had Kevin Garnett, that's the first person to go out of high school since forever, mm-hmm, and was successful at that time. So he broke the mold and started the whole new wave. You have Vince Carter, who's probably still the best dunker ever.
Yep.
In the NBA. And then you have myself, that's people say arguably top three best handlers, best ball handlers ever.
No question.
We're gonna get into that.
And all three still have an impact. And then you also had the people like Stephon Marbury, Chauncey Billups, that was great and was transcendent. So, you know, I like to think that was at least one top two class ever to play, and I don't think we're two. So
Right. And two of them teamed together, like Steph and Kevin Garnett. Yeah. Like, they was like, they doing crazy work in Minnesota early.
Yeah. And then when I got in the 11th grade, when I first found out I was mixed, I was on America, I went to a camp called ABCD, and I met a guy named Kobe Bryant, like when he first came back over here. And his father was asking me to teach him how to dribble and stuff like that. So
his father was a beast.
Yeah. So that instance from me working with him in 11th grade turned into a 25-year relationship that even before his untimely demise, he brought me to work with his daughter.
Wow.
For a couple of weeks. So I was like, you know, so it was that type of love.
One of the greatest NBA players of all time, one of the, was his part of his game comes from you actually showing him how to. That's crazy. That's just ridiculous, yo.
So it was like, you know, so it's just one of those things, like I said, then sparked the whole new wave. And then from McDonald's America, I went to Providence College, played 2 years.
Rhode Island.
And then in the middle of the NCAA tournament, I did a move that would be anonymously known as the Sham Guard. And from there, before that, I was already known as a dribbler.
Right.
So that just put the caviar on what was already known, you know. And then I had to thank my father for naming me what he named me.
True.
So all of it just went together.
No question, man.
Right. So all of it, the best thing about all of it is that it's organic. It wasn't like I was saying, hey, I got this move I'm going to do and stuff like that. It was everything came from God and everything came from upstairs. Everything was organic the way everything took place.
No question. It's Thermal Sound Waves, a natural alternative to Fast Food Radio. We hear y'all.
Yes.
C-Truth, Kev Lawrence, and all that good stuff, man. We talking to God, Sham God, you know what I'm saying? Basketball legend. From the blacktop to the NBA to, like, everywhere, man. Like, his reach, as I mentioned before, is just all over the place. And Stephon Marbury, somebody who you, like, you know, pretty much came up with, you know, on your journey along the way.
Mm-hmm.
And Stephon Marbury, like, became a legend in his own right, not only with what he did in the NBA, but when he went overseas to China.
Right.
Dude got a statue in China of himself.
Exactly.
And people got to understand, that doesn't happen. That's rare.
That's why I said it's like one of the most unique things, because like the people in that class 30 years later are still irrelevant. And 30 years later, things that took place don't usually happen. You know, so like, even with Steph, like Steph gets a statue in China. Even with me, I played 2 years in the NBA, played probably 20 games, and I'm more famous than people that played 20 years.
Right,
so
right.
So, you know, it's things like that that just don't happen every day.
Right.
That has took place with the people that I'm talking about. And then, you know, to even go like a step further to like now working with the Dallas Mavericks, to have a great owner and entrepreneur like Mark Cuban, and then on the other end of the spectrum, to be at Roc Nation and be friends and mentored by like Jay-Z, Juan Perez, and Emery Jones. Like those are amazing things to be able to call people and bounce things off of that magnitude.
Right.
You know, your move has been duplicated or tried to have been duplicated for many people for years, but nobody knew where they got it from.
Yeah.
But you never said, yo, that's my move. You never mentioned that. You just stayed in the back, chilling back from people in the NBA, people that play around the world, in China, in the UAE.
Everywhere.
Not in Emirates, to even musicians like Chris Brown. Try to do the Sham God move, and it's like that's almost an unstoppable move. Like, you can't guard that move.
Yeah, it's so crazy. Like, to that fact, it's like it's so crazy and humbling to pick up a dictionary and look up Sham God move, and they're saying it in the dictionary, you know, or to have your name say so many times on the internet that now you are a public figure.
Is that your name, though, Sham God? People want to know. They don't know if that's like a fake name, like a stage name.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, even like the other day, like somebody sent me a clip and I put it on IG where like the new Spider-Man movie used my name and all this stuff.
Wow.
And it's like, you know, those are things that can't make up. And those are things you got to be humble about because they only come from one place. You know, and it's also been an amazing journey. And it's also been funny for me because, like, the things that are, like, I'm, I guess, famous for now and the things that people love now, when I was coming up playing, that was, like, a crutch, you know? So it was like, oh, well, he dribbled too much. Ah, oh, he do this too much. Ah, right. Oh, he do this too much.
Yeah.
And now when I look 30 years later, I guess I was right. Because now everybody plays the way I play.
Right.
So that's part of the reason, too, why people don't understand, like, why I get so much love, too, is because the way that people play now, that's how I played then, which wasn't acceptable then because you had great, 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 great centers like Shaq, Hakeem Olajuwon, Patrick Ewing, David Robinson. So when you was coming up, that's how the game was played. But me being from New York, the game was always played five out. The game was always played clear it out and, you know, break your man down and score or pass the ball. So coming from New York, because we didn't have the countryside like other places like North Carolina, down south, different places, only thing you could play is basketball.
Right.
So we wasn't breathing seven-footers.
Right.
And things like that. So everybody in New York when I played was a guard. So everybody had to handle. Everybody had to do it. And when I went to Rucker Park and things like that, that's all I saw. I saw all five players able to dribble, able to pass, able to shoot, able to post up. And when I was coming up and you played, like when you went to college or NBA, it was like, okay, the point guard do this, the shooting guard do this, the big man do this. But and when I first found out about basketball in Rucker Park and in New York, the point guard rebound, the point guard post up, the point guard shoot, point guard break.
Above the rim. Down.
Yeah, so that's how it was.
Man, and then, like I said,
30 years later, that's how it is now.
Yeah, no question. I mean,
so,
you know.
So it's like,
you ahead but of your
like
time.
I said, yeah, like I said, the first person to do anything is get the blunt of everything.
Right, right.
So, you know, I accept it. The most amazing thing about it is because I have this great opportunity with Dallas Mavericks and Mark Cuban, Nico Harris, Jason Kidd, that I get to now live in my inspiration every day. Most people find out who they inspire when they die or their family find out.
Right.
I get to see mine every day because I'm sitting on the sideline. So when somebody do something or do a move or something like that, they're like, oh, he's doing like Shamgar or whatever. And then, like, oh, he's right there. You know? Yeah. So it's like, yeah. It's like, you know, like I said, it's one of the most amazing feelings because no matter what it is, business, radio, whatever, the most important thing somebody want to do is make something better than how they found it. The one thing I can say wholeheartedly is basketball is a $1 trillion corporation.
Mm-hmm.
And in that $1 trillion corporation, $1 billion, $1 trillion, whatever you want to say, I made that business better than how I found it because I made dribbling better than how I found it.
Facts.
So thank you for being inspirational.
When I'm dead and gone, when I'm dead and gone, all that Shamgar still exists because it's a kid born every other day. And when they get to a certain age to learn how to play basketball, their family is saying, you have to learn how to do the Shamgar.
Absolutely. No question. Real quick, who are some of the players you like watching right now that's in the league?
Most of the players I know and I work with or got a relationship with, so like Trae Young, relationship, Ja Morant, relationship, Luka Doncic, of course, people know I got a relationship. Kyrie Irving, relationship. Steph Curry, you know, I got a relationship with him over the years because, of course, I trained his brother when he was with the Mavs, and he's back with the Mavs.
Right.
So those people, you know, Dame Lillard, we have a great relationship, a mutual friendship and respect. So, like, for me, like I said, mostly everybody, because it's like you said, the one thing with me is, like, I'm not a role model. I'm a real model. So, like, the people that see me, you know, I embrace them. They embrace me. They embrace my contribution to the game. And I embrace their contribution of pushing it even further. You know what I'm saying? So, it's like, when I see them, it's like, big bro, you know, OG, stuff like that. So it's all love. And I got respect for everybody's game that's creative, because it's so hard to be that creative to a point. You know how many people are playing basketball that's trying to get to the NBA? So when you're that selective few, it's just such an amazing thing. It's just like a brotherhood, a friendship. And it's not about old school, new school. It's about what's going on now. And that's what I appreciate about the game. And, you know, I learned from them like they learned from me even now. You know, and the one thing is funny, because like Tupac was like my favorite artist growing up, right? And he's always say, like, if I'm not the best rapper, I'm gonna spark the brain of the best rapper. So I used to always equate that to dribbling. I used to be like, well, if I ain't the best dribbler ever, I'm gonna spark the brain of the best dribbler ever. And right now, I think I'm on a course for that.
No question, no doubt, man.
You know what I'm saying?
We appreciate you, man, taking time out to
God,
you
know, talk with chill. Us.
You know what I'm saying? God, Shan, yep. God, legend in his own right. And
man, appreciate
you can see him on the sidelines this season with the Mavericks, you know what I'm saying, doing the damn thing. And, you know, always around greatness. We talked about this McDonald's class. His draft class also had greatness in it, like Tim Duncan, Tracy McGrady, Chauncey Billups, Jack Vaughn, Steven Jackson.
And that's what I said. It's like
Charles O'Bannon, like, who's the reason like this NIL situation is in L.A.
Facts. It's true. Big shout out to Charles O'Bannon. And then what people don't realize either is, like, I grew up in the time of New York City, like when New York City was like number one in everything, right?
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Chicago also, because it was going back and forth. Chicago,
yeah, yeah. So, but what I'm saying is, like, when I grew up in New York, New York was number one in rap, fashion, and basketball at that point. As far as McDonald's All-American and stuff like that, there's things. I grew up, my best friends is Mace and Cameron, right? So
you remember that, like, game huh?
Yeah, so I'm growing up in an era like that, to the point, to your point is, I remember in the 10th grade, I was going to move to Chicago to play for King High School.
Wow.
Because I just played in King tournament. I broke Isaiah Thomas' assist record or whatever tournament. And the coach was like, hey, you should come play with us. It was big Rashawn Hamilton, Big Griff. Like, I got so many friends in Chicago, Paul McPherson, Priest Laidae. Like, those are my guys. So I was going to move there. And I really was serious about moving it. And the week I committed to move there, they got put on probation.
Wow.
And they took all their stuff away. So it's big love to Chicago. Chicago is the second home of, like, you know, great guards, city guards, street guards, ball players.
The Harlem Globetrotters are actually Tim Hardaway, out of Chicago at first.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, it's big respect for the Shy.
Definitely, man. Mm-hmm. Listen, we appreciate you, as I said before, you know what I'm saying, definitely taking some time out and joining us on the program, man. God, Shan, God. I'm a big, like, basketball fan, so I watch it all, NBA, WNBA, like, college, high school, like, all that. So it's a great pleasure to have you on here.
Basketball courts in the communities.
Oh, man, appreciate for y'all having me on. Yeah, man.
Appreciate you, man.
No question.
Nah, all love, man. Yes, shout out to the Shy, shout out to New York. Shout out to Philly, all the ballers.
Yes, indeed. Mm-hmm.
And get you some water later on.
Tell everybody on your social media and all that they can hit you.
Yeah, no doubt. I appreciate that. All love, man.
Yeah, what's your social media that people can hit you up on?
Mine is God Shamgar 12 on IG, and then The Real Shamgar on Twitter. Yes, sir. Yes, be on lookout for Dallas Mavericks this year. And, you know, I got two shoes with Puma that sold out. We got another shoe coming. So,
come on, man. Nice, size 12, nice. God.
Yeah, over here.
Come on, man. Nah. And I just hit you on Puma. Instagram, too. Stop playing. Nah,
Puma ambassador.
Nah,
it's all love, man. Nah, it's all love.
It's all good. Yeah, we support, you know, unless it's like New York teams, and, you know, then we don't. Mm-hmm. Support you, nah, you know.
Yeah, I'm waiting for them to do. They were supposed to do a Point Guards Part 2 from Chicago.
Oh, that was crazy! That documentary.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they're supposed to be doing a documentary on Chicago Point Guards. So I can't wait to see that.
Yeah, that'd
they
be great.
Can't leave out Detroit too. Yeah. Shout out to Dorian Graham, aka the
Black Stallion.
Black Stallion.
Yep.
He just, I can't wait for him.
And Shea Cotton out on the West Coast.
Yes.
No doubt.
Doing his thing, too. Like,
yeah, Shea and his brother, they family, man. That's family. You know what I'm saying? B, Baron Davis, all them dudes, man.
Yeah, B Diddy, man.
You know, it's all love.
Absolutely. All right, man.
All right, all right, appreciate y'all.
Yes, sir. Right.
Peace.
All right,
peace.
It's Thermal Sound Waves, a natural alternative to fast food radio. We hear C-Truth, Kev Lawrence.
Thermal Sound Wave.